Okay, so we're starting with question number 19. Excuse my voice, it's still recovering. Mahek Sharabinu Tam Al Tirita Gemara, the Irachanema be Surin, Umatirates, Kitar Havina Chasim Sofer, Betirit Rabinu Tam, Vil Chasim Sofer, Ma Savra Gemara, Behava Mina Uvimaskana, Mahek Shah Grach Akushas Rabinu Tam, Mama Kushas Agrach Loita Kasha Lura Benu Tam. Okay, fine. So Rabinu Tam asks, how could the Gemara even think that Eidach HaNeman B'Yisurin would help show why just one Shaliach should be Ne'eman to say B'Fanai? Our case is obviously one of Davar Sheb'Erva, should therefore require two Shluchim to say B'Fanai. We're talking about Gerushin, so you should need two Shluchim, it doesn't matter that Eidach HaNeman B'Yisurin. When Tam answers that, indeed, we do need two Eidim by the Chasimah, on the Chasimah Saget. However, the Gemara is only trying to figure out if the Get was written Lishma. And that's just a Gilui Milsa, not a Davar Sheb'Erva. Therefore, it's like Yisurin and should only require one aid. Right? Essentially, it's a Gilui Milsa, happens to be related to a Davar Sheb'Erva, but it's only a Gilui Milsa, and therefore only one aid is necessary. The Chasam Sofer explains that Rabbeinu Tam is understanding the answer of the Gemara that Eid Echad is Naiman B'Yisurin to mean that the din of Ein Davar Sheb'Erva Pachas Mishnayim applies to Eidus Lekium HaDavar, but not Eidus Lebirur HaDavar. So the Shakal V'Tari of the Gemara is as follows. The Hava Mina is that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin only applies to Eidus Lekium HaDavar. Davar Sheb'Erva requires two Eidim. Right? So if you're talking about Eidus Lekium HaDavar in a Davar Sheb'Erva, you're going to need two Eidim. But if you're talking about that within the Hava Mina, Eidus Lebir HaDavar will only require one Eid. The Maskana of the Gemara is Havei Davar Sheb'Erva, even Eidus Lebir HaDavar is Davar Sheb'Erva, and that will also require two Eid. Mahekshar Grach Akusha Has Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Reb Chaim, the question of Rabbeinu Tam is unfounded. In his question, Rabbeinu Tam seems to think that we need two Eidim by a get because it's Davar Sheb'Erva, meaning that we need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar for a get. But we don't need Shnei Eidim on a get because of Kiyum HaDavar, right? This is the kasha. We don't need two Eidim on a get because that it's Kiyum HaDavar. Really, it's a din shtar that you need two Eidim. So a right, get is a shtar, you need two Eidim. But it has nothing to do with the fact that it happens to be Gittin to Kedushin and it's Davar Sheb'Erva. So Reb Chaim doesn't understand the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam isn't bothered by this kasha, because he can say that there are two ways of looking at the purpose of Eidus on a get. It's either L'Kiyum HaDavar or L'Ashvui Ashtara. So Rabbeinu Tam will go like the Ri in Ksubis, who says that Eid Echad in a shtar does work to be mitzayif with another Eid on a separate shtar in order to make a shtar shalem. Side point, but that shita of the Ri means that the Eidus beget is about Kiyum HaDavar. Okay, so again, Rabbeinu Tam says that Eidus shebeget is about Kiyum HaDavar, which is like the shita of the Ri in Ksubis. While Reb Chaim will go like Tosfos in Ksubis, who says that a shtar without Eidim is not a shtar, and therefore he holds that the Eidus in the shtar makes it a shtar. It's L'Ashvuye Shtara. And therefore, Reb Chaim says what he says against the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, no, the Eidim are just L'Ashvuye Shtara and not about Davar Sheb'Erva. Okay. Question number 20. Ketzad bir ha divrei Yechezkel v'teretz ha gemara de eid echa ne'eman b'yisurin lefi dvarav masvara ha gemara b'maskana tein divrei agrid b'zev v'tein raya l'yisodim divrei ha tosfos. So divrei Yechezkel and the Rav say that the havamin of the gemara in saying eid echa ne'eman b'yisurin should apply here. Sorry, right, when they say eid echa ne'eman b'yisurin should apply to our case, the havamin was that the eidus on the get having been written lishma is isurin. It's about the kashus of the get as an object. It's not part of the eidus on the Davar Sheb'Erva of the gerushin, right? So the comparison is to eidus on the shoe of the chalitza, right? Yeah, you need eidus that the shoe is a proper shoe for chalitza. But that's not eidus on the chalitza itself. And based on the Rambam and Sanhedrin, We know that one eid is nema to testify about the kashrus of an object or the status of an object in general, but not on the maisa. So here too, you can talk about the kashrus of the get, but not on the gerushin itself. Rav Shechter explains that the Rav held that the maskana of the Gemara, that this is that taka davar shebe'erva, assumes that the ksiva is not simply a hechsher for the gerushin. It is part of, or the beginning of, the maisa gerushin. So the shliach's edus was that the get was written lishma, is actually part and parcel of the edus on the kashas of the gerushin as a whole. And therefore the maskana is davar shebe'erva. So what's a raya for the yisod of the Rav? It's Tosfos on Ayin Amud Beis. The Ri there says that if a Shchiv Mirah, someone on his deathbed, instructed us to write a get, we need to ensure that he remains a Bar Das all the way until the point when the get is given to his wife. If he becomes a Shota between the Ksiva and the Chasima, then the get is Pasul. So the Rav says that the Ri assumes that this is because if he became a Shota after the Ksiva, then that's because we assume that the ksiva is part of the gerushin, and therefore, if he became a shota after the ksiva, there's a hefsek in the gerushin, and it's pasul, right? So that would be contrasted with if the guy instructed us, but before we started writing it, if he became a shota and then he became healthy again, so then we'd be able to write the get, because before we write the get, we haven't started the maisa gerushin, but once we start writing the get, that's the beginning, tchilas ha-maisa gerushin. So that's a raya for the Rav, that it is davar shebe'erva, right, the maskana of the Gemara, that it is davar shebe'erva, because all the whole process, including the ksiva, is the gerushin, is the maisa gerushin, and therefore davar shebe'erva. 21. If you maskana sa Gemara, lama mina Torah lo tzarich hashaliach lomar b'fanenechtam lefi Rabbanon lefi Rabbi Meir. Lama hikilu hachachamim lomar de lo tzarich shnei shluchim lomar b'fanenechtam b'fanenechtam. Ma hiksha Gemara al zeh, ten deos b'tosfos b'vir kushis a Gemara. Ma tirtza a Gemara l'kushiasa, ten shnei deos b'rashi b'vir tirtza a Gemara. So according to the Rabbanon, why doesn't the shaliach need to say b'fanen mina Torah? Because rov b'kiyin hein, right, most people know what to do with get, so they know about lishma, so therefore you don't need b'fanai. According to Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir is choshesh l'miyuta. So how is he going to answer? The Gemara says, "Stam safri d'naini migmar gemiri." Most of the sofrim know about lishma, so therefore it's going to be a miut d'miyuta. And even Rabbi Meir, who's choshesh l'miyut, is not going to be choshesh for a miut d'miyuta. And therefore, the super rov tells us that you don't need b'fanai maker adin midaraisa. So fine. So why were the then chachamim required b'fanai? But the Gemara says even though chachamim required the shaliach to say b'fanai, they didn't require two shluchim mishumi guna. Right? We want to allow the woman to be divorced and get remarried later. So akilu barabanan mishumi guna. And we don't want her to be stuck in her previous marriage. Right? We're going to allow her to remarry with only one guy saying b'fanai. So now the Gemara asks, this kula of allowing one person to say b'fanai is really a chumrah. If we require there to be two eidim, then the husband could never be ma'ara, and therefore possible to get. However, with only one eid / shaliach, right, the husband could still come and be ma'ara. So Tosfos gives two explanations to this kasha. One, the Baal can be Ma'ar, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. This means that the Baal can, if he came and was Ma'ar, he can make the get pasul on a Derabanan level. Even though he doesn't have the koach to mamish make the get pasul, his ear creates a laz which is strong enough that l'chatchila, the woman shouldn't remarry based on the get. So the kasha of the Gemara is, this seems to be a chumra, by allowing only one person to be mei b'fanai, so then if the husband comes, he's going to create a laz that we're going to remove the woman from her second husband. The Tosa's second explanation is, in most cases, the Baal won't be Ma'ar if the Shaliach says B'fanai. So in most cases, B'fanai removes the concern for Ir HaBaal. At this day, it would hold that when the Mishnah... Sorry, is this clear? What's the Kasha? that if the Baal comes, it would require us, it would require us to be Mekayim Bechosmav, even though in most cases the Baal won't be Me'ayer, if he came. If he came, then he'd have to, then we'd have to be Mekayim. I think this is the stronger. This is the stronger one. Meaning, the first one assumes that there's a laz, which makes us derabanan, makes us remove her. The second one, I think, I have to get more clarity on this. I'm sorry, but the second one is saying that if he comes and is ma'ir, then we make her adin. We need to be Mekayim beget. And that assumes that when the Mishnah says Yishkayim Mechosmav, in the end of the Mishnah is really referring to the entire Mishnah. That even if you say Befanai, if you have one Shalach say Befanai, if the Baal comes and is Me'ara, then you need to be Mekayim Mechosmav on the get. Essentially saying that if he is Me'ara, there's going to be a real error. So again, I'll say clear what I think it is. I'm not 100% sure, but I think the first Kasha of the Tosfos is if the Baal is Me'ara, it creates a laz. I mean, the Rabbanon is going to make us remove the woman from her second husband, so that seems to be a chumrah. Second one is even stronger, that no, if the Baal comes and is Me'ayer, then we're going to have to be Mekayim Mechosmav, Maker Adin, and therefore the kula of only requiring one person is really a chumrah. So the Gemara's answer to that kasha, right, the Gemara had asked, is it a kula? No, it's a chumrah, because if he comes, it's going to create a problem. The Gemara answers, no, the shaliach is required to give the get to the woman in front of Edim or in front of a Bezdin, and therefore the Shaliach will be Medak Dayek. So when he receives the get from the Baal, he's going to make sure that the Baal is not going to challenge the get down the road. He's Medak Dayek, so we're no longer concerned. So Rashi explains this in two ways. One is that the Shaliach is Medak Dayek, he will make sure that the Baal is Megarish Biratzon, and therefore when he wrote the get Lishma, and will not be Me'ayer down the line. The second one is that even stronger. If the Baal is Me'ar, we won't even believe him. The Shaliach is Medak Dayek, and therefore, he's so careful about it that we're going to assume that the Baal, if the Baal is Me'ar, we're not going to listen to him. Fine. Question 22. Lefi maskanas ha-gemara v'rabanan hu da'atzirich l'chule. Ketzat pirash rashi b'divar ha-gemara ma'hekshu alav ha-tosfos. Kitzat Pirshu Atosvos, Matirei Tarash Beladas Rashi. It's a lot of back and forth. Rashi Shita. Rashi says that there is a real concern that even though Sofrim know the halachos, maybe there's a case where the Sofer wrote a get, but it was thrown out. Someone picked it up who had Shmo Kishma and Shma Kishma, meaning the Baal has the same name as the Baal in the get, and the Isha has the same name as the Isha in the get. So he's going to pick up the get and divorce with it. So therefore, Rabbanan required Bifanai because of this chashash. Tosus ask on Rashi, what's the case of Shmo Kishmo and Shma Kishmo? If it's Lohuch Zeku Shnei Shimon Ben Yosef, then it's fine. Then if it's Lohuch Zeku, then it will definitely be kosher if with Bifanai. No, even without Bifanai. If it's Hoch Zeku Shnei Shimon Ben Yosef, then the get will definitely be possible according to Rabbi Meir. Right? Tosu say that Rabbi Meir requires the get to be muchach mitocho because he has a shita, Ede chasima karsi, right? Rabbi Meir says Ede chasima karsi, Rabbi Elazar says Ede mesir karsi. So Tosu want to say because Rabbi Meir says Ede chasima karsi, then it must be that the get on its own has to be muchach mitocho, that when the Edim sign on it, then we know what's going on. But if there's a chazaka that there are two people with the same name in the same city, then just because they're signed on the get, right, the signatures on the get don't prove anything because it could be either one of these couples. So what's pshat? Furthermore, Tosu say that the Gemara Gimel Amid Aleph considers the possibility that Rabbi Meir is the Tana of our Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph. So how could he be the Tana of our Mishnah if the concern is Shmo Kishmo, Shma Kishma, while Rabbi Meir would never have such a case of Shmo Kishmo and Shma Kishma? So instead, Tosas in the B'Shem the Re say that really what's the chashash of the Rabbanan in order to require Bifanai? It's one of Laz. It's Laz Ba'alma. The Baal might claim that the Sofer wrote the get for practice, and then the Baal came along and signed the get, Shelo Lishma. So even though the get is taka kosher, there's still a chashash that the husband will be motzi laz later on, and therefore Rabbanan required b'fanai. So as opposed to Rashi, who says there's a real chashash for a pasul get, Tosvos, in the name of the Ri, says that it's not a chashash of a pasul get, it's a chashash of laz. So Tosvos had a bam kasha and Rashi. So how is Rashi going to respond? The Rashi answers, it could be Tosvos is wrong in his assumption that Rabbi Meir holds that it has to be mochach mitocho. It could be, Rabbi Meir says, Ede chasim akarsi, but it doesn't have to be mochach mitocho. On the Gemara, Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, which is the makor that Tosfos had brought, that if you hold Eidei Mesir Karsi, then you don't need Mochach Mitocho, but if you hold Eidei Chasim Karsi, you do need Mochach Mitocho. Rabbeinu Tam has a girsa that the case there was kosher because there are Eidei Mesira. The other girsa in our Gemara is Eidei Mesira and it's Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar. But if you say that it's just a case where there are Eidei Mesira, and it could even be according to Rabbi Meir, it could be that even though Eidei Chasim are Karsi, if there are Eidei Mesira to know this Baal is the Baal in the Shtar, and he's divorcing this wife, then the get will be kosher, even in a case of Hochzaku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. So, just to review, the Rashi is basically saying the assumption of the Tosfos is wrong. The assumption of the Tosfos is that if you hold, like Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasim are Karsi, then you're going to have to say Mochach Mitocho, is wrong. It could be that Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasim Akarsi, but if there are Eidei Mesira, then the get itself doesn't have to be Mochach Mitocho. You can kind of combine the information from the Eidei Mesira with the get itself. Fine. Number 23. Ketzad Bir Hagrid B'machlokas Rabbi Meir V'Rabbi Elazar Im Eidei Chasim Akarsi O Eidei Mesira Akarsi Ketzad Efshir Levayr B'machlokas Rashi V'Tosos V'Das Rabbi Meir. So the Rav explains, everyone agrees that by Shtarei Raya, the Eidei Chasim Akarsi. Therefore, everyone requires that there to be a Raya B'chsav Midas Mischayef, right? Everyone has, the get, the Shtar itself has to be a Raya, and it has to prove that the Mischayef is, has Das, on whatever you're bringing a Raya for. The machlokas Eidei Mesira Karsi or Eidei Chasim Karsi is only a machlokas by Shtarei Kinyan. Right? We said Shtarei Raya, everyone says Eidei Chasim Karsi. Shtarei Kinyan is a machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir. Within Shtarei Kinyan, Rabbi Elazar holds you only need a Sipur Hamaisa Bichsav Hanimsar Bifnei Eidim. You just need, and then I said 15 words, but right, you just need that there is a Ksav and Eidei Mesira to see that it was passed over. However, Rabbi Meir would say that the Shtar Kinyan is affected the same way that a Shtar Raya is. So, you need Eidei Chasima, just like you need Eidei Chasima for a Shtar Raya, you also need for a Shtar Kinyan. Now, according to Tosfos' understanding of Rabbi Meir, you need a Raya Bichsav, because if the Shtar Kinyan can't serve as a Shtar Raya, it's not a good Shtar. Meaning, according to Tosfos, it's much more straightforward. It's Shtar Kinyan is just like Shtar Raya, and therefore has to be Mochach Mitocha. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. According to Rashi's understanding, Rabbi Meir, even though Eidei Chasim Akarsi, a Shtar Kinyan's Eidus B'Chsav just has to be connected to the Ksav, but doesn't necessarily need to be the Ksav itself. So you could have Eidei Mesira be the Raya as long as you have a Kasha Shtar Kinyan. So it's similar to what it's what we were saying at the end, the Rashba Bidas Rashi, in the last question, that as long as you have a kosher shtar with Eidim Achasumen, because the Eidim are Eidei Chasima Karsi, then if there's a Mesira, if there are Eidei Mesira, then you can be mitzdar of those two things to have a kosher shtar kinyan. Last but certainly not least for today. Mahosifu hatosos lahakshos al Rashi lefi shitas Rabbi Elazar. Sorry, ma kasha al zem divrei agemara matirei talgon Rav Naftali trop lachalik bein hatosos kan vagemara lekan. So Tosfos add in the end of that piece, they add that even according to Rabbi Elazar, if we're in a place where hochzaku shnei Shimon ben Yosef, then the get should be possible midoraisa, even according to Rabbi Elazar. This is because even if the get doesn't have to be mochach mitocho, the Eidei Mesira need to know that the Baal Hashtar is the one giving over the get. But it must be mochach to them that the Baal Shebeget is the one who's divorcing his wife. This is filled in by the Tosas Arash. The Tosas Arash brings a support for this from the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis, which brings a case where one shaliach is sent with two identical gets, but he mixes them up. So the Mishnah says the shaliach gives both gets to both women. Rabbi Yirmiyah there says that the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Meir, because for Rabbi Elazar, the Eidei Mesira need to know which Baal is divorcing which woman. And so, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the shaliach is giving both gets, so the Eidei Mesira don't know which get is actually doing the divorcing or which is the extra one. Abaye disagrees over there with Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar might not hold that you require a Nesina to be Lishma, and therefore even Rabbi Elazar could be the town of that mission and Pevav. So Tosas Arash says, you see from Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Rabbi Elazar also requires it to be Mochach to the Eidei Mesira, who is divorcing whom. So it seems to be a riot for Tosvos. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on this though. The Maskana of the Gemara is Abaye, not Rabbi Yirmiyah. So according to Abaye, the Eidei Mesira do not need to know who is divorcing whom. Furthermore, another kasha. If the Gemara is not a raya for Tosfos, then what's the chilek between this Gemara Pevav and Tosfos? Seems to be a stira. If it needs to be mochach to the Eidei Mesira, then why don't they have to know who is being divorced with, or which get is doing the divorcing on Pevav and Beis? So the Granat of Naftali Trump brings the answer to this. The Eidim need to testify that the Mischayev is really Mischayev himself. So in the case where two people sent the get on Pevav, now, okay, Shkoich, we don't know which get is doing the divorcing, but we know that the Baal of this Isha wants to divorce his wife. So therefore, great, there's a Nesinas I get. One of these gets is a Kusher get from the husband who wants to divorce his wife to his wife. So that's Kusher. However, in our case on Gimel and Aleph, the Eidei Mesira don't even know whether there's a Das Mischayev. We don't know whether this get was written by the husband of this woman who's currently being divorced or the other husband with the same name. And therefore, there's no Das Mischayev. And that's why, that's where Tosus will say that the Eidei Mesira need to know what's going on. And that's the chilek between the Tosus over here and the Gemara over there, Pei Vav Amud Beis. So I know there's a lot of probably unclear still, but Shreich, really, really tough sugyas. So